The first Quarling to catch sight of him was a specimen of no particular note, a sand demon about 4 feet in length, with long arms and bunched muscular legs. Its barbed tail slithered back and forth as it met Arlen's eyes. A moment later, it launched itself at the warden. As it leapt, Arlen stepped aside and reached out, partially covering two wards. The net broke, and the Quarling tumbled past him, confused at the lack of resistance. He quickly drew his hand back, re-establishing the net. Whatever happened, the demon would not survive. The demon righted itself and turned back. It circled, its corded muscles tensing as its tail flicked sharply. Then, it pounced again. Arlen met it head-on, holding his hands with palms out, his arms longer than the demon. The creature's scaled chest struck the wards, and with a flash, the Quarling was thrown back. It struck the ground hard, and Arlen could see thin wisps of smoke rising from the point of contact. The demon got back to its feet and began circling again, this time more cautiously. It was unaccustomed to prey fighting back, but it soon regained its courage, leaping to the attack again. Arlen caught the Quarling's wrists and fell back. As he made contact, the wards flared, and he could feel the magic working. It did not burn him, though the Quarling's flesh sizzled at the touch. But there was a tingle of energy in his hands, as if they had lost circulation and gone prickly. The feeling shot up his arms like a shiver. They both rose quickly. The demon licked at his scorched wrists, trying to soothe them, and Arlen could see grudging respect in its eyes. Respect and fear. This time, he was the predator. His confidence was almost the death of him. The demon lunged, and this time, Arlen was too slow. Black talons raked across his chest as he tried to twist out of the way. He punched out in desperation, forgetting that the wards were on his palm. His knuckles scraped against the Quarling's gritty scales, tearing skin, but the blow had little effect. With a backhanded swat, the sand demon sent him sprawling to the ground. The next moments were desperate, as Arlen scrambled and rolled to avoid its slashing claws, razor teeth, and whipping spiked tail. He started to rise, but the demon coiled and pounced on him. Arlen bared his own teeth as he boxed the demon's ears. The wards flared, but Arlen held on tightly. Every moment he held on, the tingling in his palms grew in intensity as if gaining momentum. He squeezed his hands together and was amazed when they grew closer, as if the creature's skull was softening, liquefying.